Psalm 119:57 through 64. I love stories that end well. In this stanza of Psalm 119, we find a story that ends well, but also begins well. Like the levities of old, your inheritance or your portion is God. He begins by saying, "The Lord is my portion," verse 57, and concludes with very good company. I choose as my friends everyone who worships you and follows your teachings, verse 63. But it was not always like this in the life of the psalmist. It seems that at some point in his life, he lost his way. Although God was by his side, he does not feel his presence and cries out for the Lord, verse 58. As the prodigal son, he reconsiders his situation, verse 59. It seems to make a 180-degree turn, and even surrounded by bad company, confirms his new direction. I have not forgotten your law, verse 61. I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination. At midnight, he praises God. We can't change our destiny overnight, but we can change our direction overnight. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather have his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus in anything this world offers today. Is God telling me to reconsider my path?